We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Giluach, Halacha Dalid, and we're up to paragraph Tes Zayin. This is the part, we just started a subsection of this halacha where Rabbi Nosson Zal was speaking about Hilchos Nida and Mikvois under the title of Hilchos Giluach. Let's continue from where we're up to, paragraph Tes Zayin. V'ze b'chinas mikve, in our Likutei Halachos, it's page 476, left-hand column. V'ze b'chinas mikve mayim shemetaher hanida mitumasa. Based on what we've been learning, we're going to understand the concept of the mikveh, which purifies a woman who is in a state of impurity from the tumah. Because the mikveh waters represent the source, the origin, from which emuna develops and grows. Ki mikveh hu bechinas bina, almadosi. We know that mikveh is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as bina, olam haba. The quantity of water for a mikveh is 40 saw. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, ben arboim labina, that 40 represents bina. In addition, the word mikveh, mem kuf vav hei, is bigimatria 151, which is the milui of the shem ekye, which is the name of Hashem also that's associated with bina. These are some of the connections to show that mikveh is bina. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain also. And bina is referred to as olam haba, because this world, the physical world that we're living in, was created in 7 days, and there are 7 years in a Shemitah, seven Shemitahs in a Yovel. This world is guided by the number seven, the seven Sphirois of Chesed through Malchus. When we go to number eight is Bina. When we leave this, when we go up to the eighth level, Bina, that's called Olam Haba. Bechinas meimei hadas sheyizgalu losid. The mikveh waters represent the waters of das, which are going to be revealed in the future. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, umolo ha'oretz deos Hashem kamayim layam echasim, that there'll come a time in the future. The Navi says in Yeshaya, capital Yud Aleph, when the world will be filled with understanding of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. So we see that Mayim, the mikveh waters, represent Das, Bina, understanding. Shemishom mikdushas zeh hadas sheizgal elosid, and it's from there, from this holy Das that's going to be revealed in the future, mishom ikar gidul hu emuna shemamshichem hatzadikim aleinu ato. That's where the emuna that the tzaddikim shine into us now, that's where it draws from. It draws its spiritual energy from the das of the future. Ki shoyresh shoemuna nimsheches mimokoim gavoya v'seichel elyoin moid kimavur leil. Because as we explained earlier, the source of emuna, the roots of where the emuna comes from a very, very high level of seichel. Hainu mehaseichel v'hadas sheizgal elosid. From that level of seichel and das, that's going to be revealed in the future when Mashiach comes. Bebechinas umolo ha'oretz deo kamayim. Sheze bechinas meimei hamikvah. That's what the mikvah waters represent. Those waters of das, that kamayim layam echasim, the very high level of das, where our emuna draws its nourishment from there. V'ze b'chinas mashekosav ba'toiranal shehagshomim heim b'chinas emuna. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran on the Torah that this halach is based on, that rain is synonymous with emuna. Ki meimei hagshomim shenimshochimei hatohimois shoroshom mimeimei hadas sheizgalu losid. Because the rainwaters, which originate from the depths, of the earth, from the tohim, their source is the meimei hadas that are going to be revealed in the future. That's their spiritual source. V'alkein heim bebechinas emuna. And that's why they represent, that's why the rain is a concept of emuna. Because again, it comes from the tohoimois, which come from the meimei hadas sheizgalu losim. Ki mishom ikar gidol hu emuna kanal. That's where the emuna is nourished from. V'chein marumas b'hatoira tiku emuna, b'likute tanina simen hei. And Rabbeinu Zal also alludes to this in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 5, the chapter entitled Tiku Emuna, Shegidul Hu Emuna Hual Yidei Bechinas Mayim, that the way that we nourish the Emuna and we develop the Emuna is with water. Bechinas Mayim Amukim Eitza Belevish, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Hei and Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection between emuna and waters. V'alkein, and therefore, be'elu mei hamikva shem shoyresh emuna, in these mikvah waters, which represent the source of emuna, shom niteres hanido mitumasa. That's where this woman that is impure becomes purified from the impurity, mizuamas hanochosh, from the filth of the snake. We said that's where the dam nida comes from. The curse that Hashem gave that women should have to go through nida originated from when they listened to the advice of the snake. Shehu pegam hu emuna. That zuamas hanochosh represents pegam hu emuna. Kial yidei mei hamikva, choizeres venigdeles hu emuna bishleimus. Because by dipping in the mikvah waters, we restore the emuna to its shleimus. V'zeh b'chinas tzitzis, shal yodom ikram shochas emuna kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we could understand also the importance of the mitzvah of tzitzis, by which we draw emuna, as we mentioned earlier. Ki gam oyer hatzitzis nimshach mebechinas meimei hamikva hakdoisha shehi bebechinas bina almadosi, because the light of tzitzis also comes from the mikvah waters, which are bina oylam haba bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nohor yoytse me'eden lahashkoises hagan. There's a river that flows from Eden that waters the garden. Shehu b'chinas kedusha samikva. These waters are synonymous with the mikvah. And the pasuk continues, umi shom yiporeid v'hoyo la'arba roshim. And from there, from the gan, the water flows and it flows out into four paths. Ze b'chinas ho arba tzitzis. This corresponds to the four tzitzis that we wear on the garments, on the four corners. She'al yodom ikar hamshochas emuna, through which we draw emuna upon ourselves. When we put on tzitzis, the pasuk says, "Uri'isem oiso yizichartem es kol mitzvos Hashem." You'll look at the tzitzis and you'll remember all the mitzvos of Hashem. What are all the mitzvos of Hashem? They are emuna. The pasuk says, "Kol mitzvosecho emuna." So tzitzis is chizuko emuna. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki hazivug digdusho hu bebechinas tzitzis," because the whole concept of a husband and wife mating bigdusha is associated with the mitzvah tzitzis. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, by boyaz and rus, uforasto kenofecho al amosecho, you will spread out your garment on you over your maidservant. And knofecho refers to the arba kanfois, the tzitzis, which are called corners, the four corners. As Rabbeinu Zal explains at the end of the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're referring to here, which is Torah Zion. I believe now he was referring to Torah Zion and Chelek Aleph. Yes. Starting from page 470, that's what he was referring to. V'alkein tzricha tvila b'mikvah tchila. And this is why the woman requires dipping in the mikvah first. Ki mishom nimshach oyer hatzitzis. Because that's where we draw the light of tzitzis. Bebechinas v'nohor yoytze me'eden v'hoyel arba roshim. Shaydei ze iker shleimos su emuna. Which is what helps be mashlim the emuna. Rav Nosson Zal gave us the connection between mikveh and tzitzis, that mikveh is the union of the waters, those holy waters, that go back to the Nohor Yoitze Me'eden Lahashkoi Sesagan V'hoyol Arbo Roshim. Those waters, those holy waters that feed the Arbo Roshim, and that draw their energy from the Arbo Roshim, from the Arba Kanfois of the tzitzis. V'zeh Shom Rabbi Senezal, paragraph Yud Zayin, Godol Yoim Hagshomim Ki Yoim Tchias Amesim. A day on which it rains is as great as the Tchias Amesim, bringing the dead people back to life. The Gemara mentions this in Tainus, and there are a number of different explanations. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. V'alkein kovu hazkoras kshomim b'tchias amesim. And that's why we have the mashiv haruach moirid hagoshim is in the bracha of tchias amesim in Shmon Esrei. Ki kshomim heim b'chinas hamshoches v'emuna. Shenemsheches mimei hadas shizgalu losid. Because as we just explained, rain represents drawing upon ourselves emuna, faith, which comes from the meimei hadas that are going to be revealed in the future. What future are we talking about? We're talking about when Hashem will bring the dead people back to life after Mashiach comes. Ki oz achar hatchio yir ikar hizgalus hadas hakodesh anal. Because it's then, after the dead will be brought back to life, that's when we'll have the main revelation of das. Bechinas umolo horetz deo. Vooz yir ikar hachayim hamitiyim. And that's when we're going to live the real life. Ki ikar hachayim al yidei yidias Hashem yizborach. Because real living means understanding Hashem, being fully aware of Hashem. Sheyoidim al yidei emes v'emuna, which a person is zoche to through emes and emuna, as we learned earlier. Sheyushlemu leosid b'shleimus. And these two, emes and emuna, will become mushlam. They will be made. They will be completed in the future. Shehem ikar hachayim, and that's real living. Real living is shleimus hadas, real yediyas Hashem, which comes through emes and emuna. We know when it comes to emes, the pasuk says sfas emes tikoin load, that the truth will be established permanently, eternally. Will be. When? When Mashiach comes, by Tchias HaMesim. That's when the Emes will have its real, real Shlemus. And so to Emunah, it says, Tavoi Toshuri Meiroi Shema Amona. You will come to look at me from a completion of Emunah. All of that's going to be in the future. Paragraph Yudches, the final paragraph of this halacha. V'alkein hamikvot tzricho liyos ba'oretz daiko v'loy bekli. Based on what we're learning here, we understand why one of the laws regarding making a mikveh, constructing a mikveh, is that the mikveh has to be attached to the ground. The mikveh cannot be, you can't have a mikveh inside a keli, inside a receptacle. Bechinas shchon eretz ura'ei emunah. I'm sorry, ki ha'oretz hu bebechinas emuna, because the eretz, the ground, the earth, represents emuna. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, shchon eretz ure'ei emuna. Live in the land and draw its emuna. So eretz means land, eretz also means earth, ground, represents emuna. And the mikveh is associated with emuna, we mentioned, drawing these, the mikveh is the shoresh of emuna. Ki Eretz Yisrael v'zeh bechinas goydel malas kvuras Eretz Yisrael. And based on this, we can understand the great privilege, what a zechus it is to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Eretz Yisrael hu bebechinas emuna. Eretz Yisrael is emuna. Kamo yishimavur ba'toyer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Zion in Likut Imran, in the first half of Likut Imran. Shchon Eretz urei emuna. V'shom daiko zeichin sheyizbarer v'yizdakech haguf mizu amas hanochosh v'yizke lehikolel be'emuna b'shleimus. And it's specifically in Eretz Yisrael that a Jew can be zeichah, that their body should be purified completely by joining the earth of Eretz Yisrael, that the body should be purified completely from the Zuama Sanochosh and plug into Emuna Bishlemus. Va'oz Yizke L'tchias HaMesim. And then when a person is zeicher to plug into that Shlemus to Emuna, then they can be zeicher to Tchias HaMesim. Ki ikar ha-tchia b'Eretz Yisrael. Because the main place of Tchia Sameisim is in Eretz Yisrael. Kemo Yishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Ksubas, Tav Kofir Aleph, and in the Medrash, Shafilu ha-meisim b'chutz loretz muchrochim le-gilgul mechilois lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael. That even those people who are buried in chutz loretz will have to go through gilgul mechilois. They're going to have to roll. Their bodies are going to roll through tunnels to be brought to Eretz Yisrael before they come back to life. Shehi b'chinas emuna, because Eretz Yisrael is the land of emuna. Sheshom ikar habirur v'azikuch. And that's why Eretz Yisrael is the main place where a person can experience that purification, being purified from the zuama sanochosh, which is avodah zara, which is the opposite of emuna. Va'oz yizku l'tchia, and then they'll be zeicher to come to life. She'oz yushlam habirur, that's when this purification will be completed. Va'oz yizku le'emes v'emuna b'tachlas ha'shlemus, and then they'll be zeicher to emes and emuna on the highest levels. She'ze ikar ha'chaim lo netzach, which is true eternal life. Baruch Hashem. With this we conclude Halacha Dalet.